The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
Good evening. Before we begin the sixth perek of the Shara Bitochon and Chivas Alavovos, wanted to address a few comments. Mi inyona d'yoyma that are, I believe, directly relevant to this avoides habitochon, to the efforts that we are we're putting in to developing and deepening our ability to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Slichas and on Yom Kippur, in the Chazaras HaShatz, we recite a number of psukim, beginning as Zechor Lo Bris Ovos Ka She'omarto. Remember the bris that you made with the Ovos, as you said. Zechor Lo Bris Rishonim Ka She'omarto. Asei Imonu Kmo Shivtachtonu. Do with us as you promised us. And again, a posuk. Let us find you when we seek you out, when we search you. Kemoshe kosuv, as it says in the posuk. Meiles levaveinu lahava, remove the interference in our hearts that we should come to love and fear you. Kemoshe kosuv, as the posuk says. Zroikol in amayim terim v'taharenu, purify us. Kemoshe kosuv. Mechev shoenu keovich ha'onon. Kemoshe kosuv, remove, eradicate our averus. Mechev shoenu lamancho, do it for your own sake, as the posuk says. Purify halbin chatoenu kasher v'chatzemer, kemoshe kosuv, as the posuk says. Rachim olein, have mercy on us, and do not destroy us, kemoshe kosuv, as the posuk says. Kabetz nidochenu, gather our exiles in, as the posuk says. Hoshev shvuseinu v'rachameinu, again, gather us in and have rachmonas, as the posuk says. Bring us to the harabayis and have us rejoice in the new Beis HaMikdosh, kemoshe kosuv, as the posuk says. Seems to be a, and we have this in the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah as well, the psukim that we bring, the invoking the psukim as the underlying basis for the requests that we make. I'd like to suggest, I think it's pretty obvious, that what this really says is as follows. We have a number of requests of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It would seem that these requests are more for the Klal than the Yochid. You know, they're talking about the whole Klal Yisrael. That's true. But the requests are bolstered by the fact that it says in the Pasuk, do this for us. Have Rachmonis on us. Bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. Bring in the Golus. Purify us. Help us to do tshuva. Remove our mistakes. Why? Kemoshe kosuv. Because the Pasuk says, because you promised in your Torah. And it seems that what we're really doing over here is invoking the power of the promise as a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You got to do it. We're not just asking you a favor. We're not just offering a request. We are expecting and trusting and relying that you're going to respond to this request, because it says in the Pasuk, you promised us. It's a Pasuk. We know that whatever it says in the Pasuk, that's it. Everything exists just because it says in the Pasuk. And if the Pasuk says, Rachim Oleinu V'al Tashchiseinu Kemoshe Kosuv Kikel Rachum Hashem Elokecha, then we ask you to have Rachmonos on us because you wrote in your Pasuk that you will. We ask you to bring us back to Eretz Yisrael because in your Pasuk you promised that you will. It seems that we invoke a tremendous sense of trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we quote the Psukim that indicate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has promised to deliver on these things. So when there's the promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when there's the promise from the Psukim in the Torah, in the Tanakh, then that promise carries with it an inspiration that says to us, We're asking you to do it, and we expect it to happen. We're sure it's going to happen because you promised in the pasuk, because you promised in the Torah. So there's a tremendous, it's almost like an extra level of strength that comes. It's like a higher level of a bal bitochim which is based upon the fact that Hashem promised. If there's a promise is a promise. Meila, I'm trusting your chesed, I'm trusting your kindness, I'm trusting your rachamim. Okay. But here, I'm trusting your word. You gave me your word. There is an additional enhanced power in a trust in a bitochen in Hashem that's based on the fact that He has promised and committed Himself to this promise, to this result. That having been said, there's a concept which is also a promise. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mogein Hu L'chol HaChosim Bo. He is the shield of all those who put their trust in Him. And this pasuk needs to be analyzed a bit in order to appreciate the power and the koyach of bitochon that this pasuk affords to every single one of us. Mogein, the Avni Eliyahu, Vishem the Goin, explains in the Sidur Hagro that there's Melech, Uzer, Umeshiah, Mogein. Uzer means he helps. That means people do Hishtadlus, they put in their effort, they trust Hashem, and they do their Hishtadlus, so he helps them. Meshiah means he saves them. That means they don't put any in Hishtadlus, they don't even do anything. Hashem saves, saving without helping, because you're not doing anything, so he's not helping you. No Hishtadlus. Mogein, the Goin says, they do the opposite. They put themselves in danger. They go against the normal ishtadlus. They go against that which would bring about the proper and desired result. And they're putting themselves in that danger. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shield. Mogein hu l'chol ha'chosim bo. Just as he was Mogein Avraham when he went into the Kivshan Ha'ish, he put himself into a burning furnace and Hashem protected him. Mogein hu l'chol ha'chosim bo. He's the Mogein. He's the protector. He's the shield. That means even if we do nothing about it, lechol to everyone, hachoisim boy, who put their trust in him. The Goyin says, in the Sidur HaGroin Halel, what's the difference between chisoyoin and bitochon? Toiv lach sois b'Hashem, mibtoyach bo'odom. It's better to trust in Hashem than to trust in man. So the Goyin says, the pshat is, the loshen bitochon may be a loshen that has to do with a promise. You promised. So if a man promises me, then I'm trusting he's going to fulfill his promise. Chisoyon is a trust without a promise. And he brings the raya, in some place he brings the raya from the posuk, it says, Tzur chosoyu boy. The posuk in Hazinu says that Hashem is like a rock that I've put my trust in him. And he says, a rock, you put your trust in a rock, you go into a rock to get shelter from the rain, from the elements. The rock didn't promise you anything. You didn't have to deserve it. You didn't make any. There was no prior commitment. You just go under. Go under and you're protected. So too, he's Tzur Chosoy. Hashem is like the rock that I put my protection in him without any conditions, without any deals, without any deserving. I just go under, put my trust. That's Chisoyim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shield. Even if I do the opposite to put myself in danger, lach mogein hu lechol to everyone, not just to selected righteous individuals, lechol hachoisim boy, those who put their trust in him without any promise at all. There's a posuk that promises us, just as these psukim of Kakosu B'Seirosechol, the psukim that we have in the Yom Tif Davening, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur, and Slichas, there's a posuk that promises that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be the shield, meaning, even if you do the opposite, you put yourself in danger, He will be the shield to every single person, Lakol, who puts their chisoyon in Him, who takes refuge in Him, who trusts Him, even though they were not promised, it's without any promise, there's no indication. It isn't, it didn't say that you're going to get this, but the posuk says that to the choisim boy, he's the mogein. Those who put their trust in him, even though there was no promise, just because he's Hashem, Rachum v'chanun, I put my trust in him. He will shield me and protect me even beyond any ishtadlus that I may not be doing, and l'chol ha'choysim, no matter who I am. This pasuk has to be a very realistic encouragement and inspiration, especially for this time of year. There's no question that vis-a-vis the Yom HaDin, the day of the judgment of Yom Kippur, the final stages of our judgment, there's no question that there's no guarantees. I mean, we're not necessarily the ones who can deserve the things that we would want to get. You know, we may or may not deserve. It's a dangerous situation. In fact, the way we've conducted ourselves the entire year, we've really put ourselves in danger. Not only did we not always do the right ishtadlus by doing all the mitzvahs, not only did we remain parav, you know, but we did just the opposite. We did things that put ourselves in danger. And we come to Yom Kippur with this havtocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shield, meaning even without any proper, we didn't come with the proper ishtadlus, we come with a perkel full of mistakes and wrongdoings. Lechol to everyone, hachoisim boy, without a promise, all those who put their trust in Hashem, Hashem responds to and He will protect and He will take care of us. So it's certainly a time that trust in Hashem, even without a promise, there is such a thing, and it can take us a long way. How much more so if we focus on the promises that He did make to us? And those promises can enhance the bitochon that we feel at this time. What are those promises? Those promises we know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, Chazal tells, Habol Atayer Misayin Loi. One who comes to purify himself. He's trying, he's Bol Atayer. I don't know even if he began the process, because the Loshon of Chazal is Bo Atayer, not Hamaschil Atayer. Habo, he came. He came to shul. He came, he tried, he came to the Mismedrash. He opened up the Musa Sefer. He's Bol Atayer. He'd come. Messiah, he's going to get Siyata Dishmaya. Pischuli Pesach Kechudai Shalmachat. Open up for me in the tshuva process like the eye of a needle. And I'll open up a wide doors of a great hall to take you in and to help you and to afford you success in the process of tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps the process. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is umol Hashem Elokech Slavovcho. He removes the orlas halev and He helps us to come to love Him. A person who begins the process of tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him to succeed. So we have beyond just this trust in Hashem that even though we're not doing anything, that he promised to help us if we put our trust in Him. We can have an additional trust based on the promises that He made, the promises of the psukim, the promises of the chazal in the inyonei tshuva, that we can rely on these promises, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help us. The truth of the matter is that the Shari Tshuva says a very strange language when he talks about the process of tshuva. He says, he talks about the process of tshuva. He says, "Acharoto velosim yogum b'lvov al chatosoi." He regrets and he puts this sadness in his heart that he made a mistake, that he did a chet. "V'lios nefesh nano moro kalano." And he has this bitterness on himself that, oh, I wish I hadn't done this terrible thing. He adds each day more yiras Hashem in his nafshei, and the fear of Hashem in his heart. Ad asher, the process of tshuva grows and grows and grows. Yienochoin liboy botuach b'Hashem, until that his heart is full of bitochoin in Hashem. That what? Ki im Yosef, that if he continues, Yavar bo Yetzer, if the Yetzer Hora passes him by again, v'yifkesheo kipam bipam, and meets up with him as he has done in the past, Verabba olav tavoso kamishpat arishon, and increases the desire in him as it was originally. Yenifta libo olav. He won't be dissuaded or persuaded by the Eitz Hara to sin again. V'yazuv darko, and he'll forsake his way. And he talks about the process of tshuva culminating in the I would have said that the process of tshuva culminates in a confidence in myself that I'm not going to sin anymore. I feel so bad. I've accepted upon myself not to do it again. I've accepted upon myself. I've stopped doing it. I have charota for doing it. I've accepted upon myself not to do it again. I've recited my vidui. I'm ready to go. And I feel that sense of I'm confident I'm not going to come back. No, he talks about yienochon liboy b'tuach b'Hashem. He talks about a bitochon in Hashem that the Yetzirah will not be able to get him again. It seems that the culmination, where does that bitochon come from? A person did tshuva, so if he trusts himself that he got there, so he got there. Elamai, he doesn't know if he got there, so where does this bitochon come from? It sounds like that the process of tshuva is a process of returning to Hashem. Vishavto ad Hashem melikecho. We return to Hashem. We reconnect with Hashem. I remove the barriers that have interfered with my relationship with Him because I've done foolish things, stupid things, things that are against the directives and program that He has in mind for my best interest. And therefore, I feel that I've breached. I feel that I've interfered. I feel that I've disrupted something in that relationship. And now, v'shav to ad Hashem alekecho, I return, I come back to Him. And in that process of returning and coming back to Hashem, what I have done is I have reconnected with Him. And I've so, the process of tshuva has so connected me with Hashem. I feel such a dveikus b'Hashem that I now trust that it's not going to happen again. I trust Him because I feel so close to Him. I don't feel any barriers. There's nothing interfering with my trust because there's nothing between us. We're now like one. We've reconnected. We've reunited. We are dovuk echad basheni. And therefore, I'm capable of putting my total trust in Him that this desire and this commitment that I have had not to return, He will guarantee, He will assure. I now feel that trust in Him because of the fact that I've returned to Him and I feel so close. The truth of the matter is that we find this this concept every day. We say in the Avo Rabo that Bavur Avosenu Shebotchu V'cho, that they had bitochon, you taught them the Torah. Then we say, Avinu Avarachamon, Hamrachim, Rachim Oleinu, V'seim B'libeinu, give us Lahovinu, Lahaski, Lishmoa, Lilmu, Lalami, to be able to hear V'Serosecho, open our eyes in your Torah, connect us with your Torah, give us the ability to learn and to teach and to perform the mitzvahs, and V'Hoher Yenenu V'Serosecho, V'Dabik Libeinu B'Mitzvahisecho, enlighten our eyes in the Torah, connect our hearts to your mitzvahs, Yachei Levoveinu, La'avol Yerushamecho, unify our hearts to love and to fear you. That we should never be embarrassed. Because we have had this bitochen, we should rejoice in the Yeshua. Where's the bitochen? We're not talking about bitochen. We're talking about learning. We're talking about the bitochen of the ovos. That's why they went into the midbar and so forth. They said nasa kodem lanishma. Therefore, they were zoich the kabbalas hatorah. But what are we talking? We said we should have the ability to learn and to teach and to be dovuk in the mitzvahs and lighten our eyes. We should connect with the mitzvahs. And all of a sudden, v'lo nevish lo lavoid. And Avodrom says there, v'lo nevish kivachov atochnu, because of our bitochen. The Teretz is bitochen emanates from that intimately close relationship with Hashem. When He has Rachmanis on us, and He's saying b'libeinu, puts in our hearts, lehovinu lahaskil, to understand, lishmoa lilmud l'alame, to learn His Torah, to connect with Him, to come close to Him, we feel such closeness to Him that now we can trust. The closer the relationship, the more the love, the more the commitment, the more the dedication, the more I return to that closeness, the more a natural feeling of trust just emanates from that relationship. A child just has an instinctive sense of trust. in that parent that he loves so much and intuitively knows loves him as well. And this, there's an instinct, almost the trust is almost instinctive. And that's what emanates from this relationship. So I think it's important to recognize the role of the tshuva process in bringing us closer to Hashem and developing a deeper trust, which means that as we've worked for so many months, so long a period of time on the Shara Bitochen of the Chovos HaLevavos, and we've attempted to inspire ourselves to follow and to develop that type of a Bitochen Bashem, I think that the next days of the Slichas and the days of and the time of Yom Kippur, where we can return to Hashem, we can reconnect with Hashem, and in that process develop a sense of Bitochen that just emanates from the closeness of the relationship. If I've breached all the gaps, if I've removed all the interference, if I've removed all the stains that make that relationship uncomfortable, and now all of a sudden I feel that trust in Hashem from here on in, because we've reconnected. And when we connect close, when I feel that close relationship, I can put my trust in Him, and of course life takes on a different attitude, a different sense of trust in Hashem. One more thought about trust in Hashem before we begin the Perek. That is a concept which we find it in the Rosh Hashanah davening. We find it in the the Sipurnu in telling us the Pshat in Zichroin Trua. What the Torah means, the Rosh Hashanah, is a day of Zichroin Trua. We remember the shofar blast, the blast of the coronation of the Melech. Rabbeinu Sadia Goyen actually says that in the first of his 10 reasons for Tkiyah Shofar, for the blowing of the shofar, he lists that since today Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of creation, and therefore Hashem's assuming the position as Melech, as King of the world, we blow the horn as a sign of remembrance, of re-celebrating, reliving the coronation of the king, to reminding us that Hashem Melech. And the Sipurnu explains that we rejoice in this reminder. And he says that the reason is because when we recognize that Hashem is the Melech, now it leads us, he says, to, we realize, Sheyate klapi chesed, he will bend the judgment on the side of kindness, chesed, v'yezako yisonu b'shofto yisonu, and he'll give us a schus, he'll bring merit when he judges us. As the Pasuk says in Yeshaya Lamed Gimel, ki Hashem shefteinu, Hashem mechukekeinu, Hashem is our judge, Hashem is our ruler, the one who has made the rules for us, Hashem malkeinu, he is our king, hu yoshienu, he will save us. And there seems to be a gap in the knowledge that he's our king, and he has the ability to save us, he has the ability to control everything, and he's malkeinu, he wants to help us, he's shefteinu, there's a certain possessive attitude that we have, he's mechikekeinu, he's shefteinu, he's malkeinu, he's ours, we have a special relationship, and he's the melech, he can do anything, he could forgive all our sins, he could come to the judgment and say, you know, free, no question, everything is forgotten and forgiven. But where do we get this from? Just by knowing that he is Malkeinu. I see, we're rejoicing that he's Malkeinu, and now we know that everything's going to go in our favor. And it seems that the pshat in that is, as we say in the davening on Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hayoyim haras oilom. Today's the birthday, the anniversary of creation. Hayoyim yamid ba'mishpot kol yitzurei olomim. Hashem will place in judgment today all of the all of creation. Im kibonim im ka'avodim, there are two categories. Either we'll be worthy of being called his children, because we're good enough, well enough behaved, that he still can refer to us as children. Im ka'avodim, or else we can't be referred to as children. We're not worthy to be considered bonim, but ka'avodim. Im kibonim, he says, if we're worthy of being considered bonim, rachameinu k'racham av bonim, then it's very simple. If you still think we're worthy of being called your children, have rachmonas on us like a father has on his children. But if we're no longer worthy of being called your children, we've lost that privilege. Our eyes are riveted on you. They're facing, they're looking towards you. until you're going to have mercy on us. And tichoneinu means amat naschinum, you're going to give us even beyond what we deserve. And you will bring about a positive, a shed the light, or make the judgment favorable as the light, and that's what we're saying. Now, this statement does not say we're sure that you're going to judge in our favor. It says, "Einenu l'chotluyos," our eyes are riveted upon you. It's we're looking at you. We're waiting for you. We're hoping for you. We're counting on you. We're not ad shetchonenu. How long are we going to await your positive response until you respond? What does that mean? Well, it means forever. It means we are maybe not sure. We certainly don't know that we deserve a positive response. Maybe we haven't even mustered the confidence to say we're sure that we're going to get the positive response, even though we didn't deserve because we have bitochen. Maybe we haven't even mastered the mogein hu l'chol achosim bo, that we know that you're going to shield us from anything, even the negative, the mistakes that we've made and the interference that we've made in the process of getting what we want, because we put our trust in you. And even if we haven't been able to muster that trust, but we say, Einenu l'chot l'yos, you know something? I'm not leaving here ad shetchoneinu. How long is it going to take? It may take forever, but I'm not leaving. And it seems, and the Marsha says that Einenu, that Imka Avodim refers to Avinu Malkeinu. The Imkibonim is Avinu, Imka Avodim is Malkeinu. So we're talking about Malkeinu. What's our yachas to Malkeinu? A yachas to Malkeinu is a different type of bitochen. We know, and this the Malbim says on that posuk in Yeshaya, where it says, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Yeshienu. We know that he's the Melech. He can do whatever he wants. He's sitting in judgment, and he's the judge. Doesn't have to answer to anybody. And we know that we have this special relationship with the judge, Hu Malkeinu. He's ours. We connect. But I may have done things that I don't deserve. I'm acting now na'avodim, not kibonim. I don't deserve the special treatment. I have to be only coming to him as a servant. But I have this sense that I don't know if I'm going to get it, but I know I'm not giving up until I get it. And it seems that that creates a tremendous schus. That's, it's maybe it's a confidence, maybe it's a schus that's close to confidence, but it's like, I know you can do it. And I know you care. And I know you love me. So I'm just not going to walk away. I'm not going to take no for an answer. The truth of the matter is that in the famous posuk that the Ramban brings as the yesod of what tefillah is, the posuk in Tilim where it says, "Hine ke'ene avodim adonayim ke'ene shifcha yad gevirto," like the eyes of an eved to its master, or his master, or a maidservant to her mistress, "Kein einenu el Hashem elokeinu ad shechoneinu." So our eyes are riveted on you, Hashem. Same einenu l'chotluyos ad shechoneinu. The same concept, maybe the Python even based it on this posuk. Until you're going to give us that free gift, that matnas chinom, we are keeping our eyes that way, just as an eved, and the Eben Ezra explains that an eved is psychologically paralyzed. He can't do anything without his master. His master controls his whole life and tells him what to do, and he can't even run away for his life, the Eben Ezra says, if his master doesn't take him and save him. So I'm standing here helpless. I don't know what you're going to do. I can't do anything else, but I know I'm not leaving. Einenu l'chot pluyos, how long? Not 5 hours, not 10 hours, not 24 hours. Ad sheyechoneinu, until you respond with chanina, with a free gift, with a matnas chinom, beyond what I deserve. I'm counting on you. I can't say that I'm immediately sure that you're going to respond, but I'm sure enough that you have the ability and the Natiya and the desire and the involvement and the love and the caring to respond, that I'm not leaving until I elicit that response. And the truth of the matter is that we find the same thing we say on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and every time we say Ya'aleh V'yavo, we ask Uvidvar Yeshua V'rachamim. And when it comes to the issue of Yeshua and Rachamim, we ask for Rachamim and for Yeshua. What do we ask you? Chus V'choneinu, have Rachmonis, V'rachim Oleinu, and again, Have mercy on us. V'hoshiyenu, and save us. Why? Ki elecho einenu. Because our eyes are riveted on you. Ki kel melech chanun v'rachum oto. It doesn't sound like rachim aleinu ishienu ki kel melech chanun v'rachum. Have rachmonos on us, save us, because you're the merciful king. No. Have rachmonos on us because elecho einenu. Because our eyes are riveted on you. We are focused on your Yeshua, Bidvar Yeshua Varachamim. When it comes to Yeshua Varachamim, we are focused, totally focused on you. And we just know that you, we're standing here and we know that you can, and we know that you'd want, and we don't know whether we deserve. We maybe think we don't deserve, but we're not leaving here until we get Chus V'choneinu V'rachim Oleinu V'yishienu. Because our eyes are there, and that's a schus, that's an entitlement. When a person stands and says and feels and means, I'm not taking my eyes off HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I know his capability, I know he can, I know he cares, I know he has rachmonis. And then, ki kel melech chanun v'rachum oto, because you're such a melech chanun v'rachum, we know that if we put our eyes on you, then you're going to answer us, because you're melech chanun v'rachum oto. And herein maybe lies the secret of the power of awaiting Hashem's Yeshua and not taking no for an answer. Elecho einenu, and therefore we think you're going to save us eventually. Why? Even though we don't know, but we're just not giving up. Because Yechanu V'rachum Ota, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that the Klal Yisroel, whether it's the Yochid or the Rabbim, keeps that focus, doesn't give up, continues to await Hashem's help, despite the fact that he may not deserve it, despite the fact that it's so long in coming. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that and says, Keil Melech Chanu V'rachum Ota. I gotta have rachmonis. I mean, it's over. Kaviyochel, like, look, he's still waiting. He refuses to give up. There's such a power in that that evokes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim, and that is, it seems from the Yalevi Yovoi, that that's really the entitlement. That's the hook that really allows us to accomplish and to achieve that which we're trying to do. That having been said, I think that Yom Kippur is a uniquely powerful moment in terms of finding the ability to have bitochen and to take advantage of that. Of that opportunity to put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think that if we take the time to focus on these inyonim, and if we recognize that Hashem is so full of chesed verachamim, and if we refuse to give up, you know, like we may not be worthy, and maybe one would say, you know, Yush makes more sense than anything else. Like, come on, Shemagoram Hachet. I'm not Shemagoram Hachet. I'm Vaday Goram Hachet. I know that I'm not innocent. I'm guilty. But even so, I keep going, and I don't allow it to end, and I refuse to let it go, and I'm going to continue on and on and on. And that, of course, can make all the difference and make this experience of Yom Kippur an opportunity to achieve and accomplish everything that I want to accomplish, because of the fact that I'm putting that trust in Hashem, and I'm refusing to take no for an answer. Couple that with the tshuva process, when I reestablish my relationship with Hashem, where I feel that closeness again. I've removed my mistakes. I've removed it to the extent that the Mesilas Yesharim says, Akiras HaRotzoin KeAkiras HaMaise, that the uprooting of the desire is as if when I have Harot, I don't want to have done it, I wish I had never done it, as if it never happened. If I can feel that Shuva process, then I come into a Yom Kippur with the motivation to trust Hashem, with the ability to trust Hashem, because if I'm doing tshuva, then akiras harotz and akiras hamaisa, it's as if it never happened. So I'm coming with a clean slate, and I'm putting my trust in Hashem. Then all of the factors that relate to the results from trust in Hashem, both the not having chet, because if I've done tshuva, that removes the chet, and that's from the greatest chasodim of Hashem. It's the closeness that that tshuva brings me, so that I automatically and instantaneously feel that trust in Hashem. And it's that sense of, I'm waiting here, einenu l'chot tluyu sachet choneinu, ki eilecho einenu, the sense that, even if I didn't know what's supposed to happen, if I don't have that inherent feeling of trust, but I'm not leaving here. I'm here on Yom Kippur, and I'm not leaving until I get a response. That seems to be, both in Bitochon and in Tefillah, a winning combination, and has the power to allow a person to achieve untold results. I think took a little bit too much time in this in Yonah Deyoma introduction, but maybe just to at least begin this the sixth parak for a bit. Ra'isi laharas pnei sichlusom v'tousom b'das hazois b'shivu inyonim. And the Chovis Alvovas here wants to show the mistake of the people who rely foolishly on their hishtadlus rather than on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hagalab b'hem godel tousom is going to reveal how terrible a mistake they make. V'yemierchu dvoreinu b'avur sheyesh bozem min abiyush v'tuchach zabal yadei hazois. And despite the fact that it may be a little bit long-winded, he says, but this really comes out strongly and critically against those people who make these mistakes, and therefore he feels it's important. Vehim ba'kat balei hamashkenos. These are the people who are considered the balei hamashkenos. They're taking security from Hashem. They want a mashkin. They want something to hold on to guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to deliver. A guy sells something, someone's supposed to pay him, but he doesn't really trust that the guy is going to pay him. You know, he doesn't have such a trust in him. So he takes from him a mashkin. I take something, you give me your... I don't know what, give me some expensive piece, something to hold on to, and then when you get the money, you'll pay me for that which I sold you, and I'll return the security that I have. And he thinks maybe he's not going to be able to pay him. Says, what are you doing? He says, you're a person. You have questions about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you doing? You want to take the mashkin. I guess what he means, the mashkin is that a person says, listen, I got to have a lot of money in the bank. I got to make sure I amass all these worldly possessions. I got to make sure I put in a lot of extra effort to make an extra lot of extra money so that I'm capable of having all of this. I have security. Security. You're taking security from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You don't trust that he's going to deliver? It's like taking a security from a person that you sold something to that you don't trust will be able or willing to pay you. He says, is that appropriate? He says, you're taking a mashkin like you take from a friend? Asher ein lo reshus olecho lo mitzvos averes olecho. He says, if you take from a friend, you know, okay, you take a mashkin. But you take from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You owe him more than he owes you. You don't take a mashkin for the schar before you deliver the work. He says, and certainly an eved. Then eved is going to go and come and says, listen, I have to work for my master, but I want to make sure that my master is going to give me my parnosa. So I tell my master, master, give me a security payment. I'll have a security deposit, and then I'm going to do the work for you. He says, Kalva Choymer Hanoitzer Shlo Yemashkin Yoitzroy. Certainly, Kalva Choymer, how much more so one who is created shouldn't take a mashkin from his creator. Kedem Avodosoloi, before you deliver him. We have responsibilities to Hashem. we're going to say, no, before you deliver the payment for my responsibility, before I deliver my responsibilities, and therefore you pay me for doing my responsibilities, I want security that you're going to pay me after I do the responsibility. Is that the way you talk to your master? Is that the way you talk to your creator? You have a responsibility to him. You have to fulfill your responsibility. You didn't earn the pay yet. Mele, if you give, you know, to a person, if you sold him something, so he has the chayfetz. Now he owes you the money, so you want to take a mashkin to make sure he pays. But he don't owe you nothing. You owe him. You didn't do your obligation yet. And you're taking a mashkin. He says, this doesn't make any sense. Umin hatemo, ki avoydes o evel adonav amanashi yipora lo schoro achravidoso, ginayhu. And he says, mechlal, he says, if this effort is going to work only because he's going to get paid, that's even a gnai. It's even insulting Hashem when I say, hey, I want the security now because I'm not trusting you're going to pay me later for the work. Because it says, Al tiyu ka'avodim ha'misham shenes ho'rav al menas l'kabel pras. Ele hevu ka'avodim ha'misham shenes ho'rav shelo al menas l'kabel pras. It says, don't be like a servant who's doing it only for reward. Rather like a servant who does it not for the reward. And by asking for the security before, well, I'm only doing it for the reward. Not only for the reward, I'm making sure that you give me security before I get the reward, before I earn the reward. It doesn't make any sense. Kol shekein sheyoyiz, bono vakesh mashkin pranasoso. So it's a chutzpah, he says. He has the chuzah to ask for a mashkin for his parnoso. In other words, I want to have everything, money in the bank, everything that I need for today, for tomorrow, for next year, for 10 years, for 100 years. I want it all here before I even fulfill my responsibilities to you. And that's what the Pasuk says, Hal Hashem tigmul zeis amnov v'lechochom. Is this the way you respond to Hashem? Hashem, you have responsibility to him, and you're asking him to give you everything up front before you deliver on your responsibility. He says, this is the foolishness of the person who puts in all of his efforts into his ishtadlus and doesn't recognize that first I have to do what I have to do, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be trusted to deliver on that which he owes me. We should be zeicher to a gmar sima toivo, shnas chayim v'sholim, lonu l'chol Yisrael.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-one.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.